is one of the high water marks of a couple of months project by Action Aid International that was sponsored by the Mott Foundation to link up social justice activists who have experienced and worked after the tsunami with social justice activists along the Gulf Coast who worked after Katrina. I explained a little bit about this when we started at 6, and not all of you were here at that time. I'd like to thank Action Aid and the Mott Foundation for the work that they have done on this. I would like our sisters and brothers from India, who are experienced, terrific organizers, explained earlier, working. One of them has a group of 46,000 paid members. Another one has 250 organizers. These are people who are working with the Untouchables, the Dalits, the Tribal, some of the same groups that you saw in this movie. So I'd like to ask them if they would stand to be recognized by their group. Tonight we are very, very fortunate to have an address by somebody who we in the United States know and respect, who's also our friends and people in the struggle from India also know and respect, and who is known and respect around, known and respected around the world for her social justice activism, her communication abilities, for the wonderful way that she writes and wonderful ways that way that she speaks. She is a Canadian journalist, she is an activist, and she is an author. She is just getting ready to release her third book. Our guest is a syndicated columnist with The Nation and The Guardian. She has reported from spots around the world. Her first book, No Logo, which was published in the year 2000, is translated into 28 languages and is one of the scriptures of the anti-globalization movement. Her second work in 2002 is Fences and Windows, which is a collection of essays. The first, No Logo, was really an examination of the price that we pay in this consumer culture of corporate dominance and the like. In 2004, our guest and her husband, Avi Lewis, who is here with her tonight, and we're very excited about that, released a documentary film called The Take. If you haven't seen that, you should look at that. In 2005, she was ranked as 11th in the world's top 100 public intellectuals. She's the highest ranking woman in the world in terms of public intellectuals. She has just finished a four-year project for a book that is not yet available. Okay, this is one of the copies that's going to be released right after Labor Day in Canada and about 2 weeks later in the United States. And I would like to just tell you what this is: The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism. And we've asked our speaker to help us on the Gulf Coast and help us in India sort of set the frame on how come it is that the people who had so much before the disaster and the people who had so little before the disaster, once the disaster hit and the billions and billions of dollars come through, the people who had a lot end up having more than they had before the disaster. And the people who had little have even less than they had after the disaster? And how is it that people are profiting off of the suffering and the disaster that we have all experienced and continue to experience? She has blurbs on the back from John Le Carre, who was a great novelist, Howard Zinn, Tim Robbins, Seymour Hersh, Studs Terkel. Now, I just want to read you one by Arundhati Roy. Naomi Klein has written a brilliant, brave, and terrifying book. It's nothing less than the secret history of what we call, in quotes, the free market. It should be compulsory reading. Join me in welcoming to our community a friend and a person who's been in solidarity with us since day one of this, Naomi Klein.